You have to. You have to. You have to.
Kol ha-menochois shenikme Mishnayis Mesechta Menochis. Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah. Kol ha-menochois shenikmetzu shaloi lishmon. All the menochis, when the Kohen takes the kemitza, he takes his handful out of the flour of the mincha. Shaloi lishmon, he did it with the wrong kavona, not lishmon, not lishem, this mincha. In other words, let's say the owner brought a mincha marcheshes, and the kohen now had kavana to make the kmitza l'shem a minchas machavas. So it's called shalei l'shmon. So the locher is ksheros. The mincha is still kosher, and you're allowed to burn the kmitza, and the leftover the kahanim could eat. Elo shloi olu labaylam mishum chayva. The only thing is that the owner is not yotze his chayv, his neder, that he was mechayv himself to bring the mincha of a marcheshes, and therefore he has to bring it over again. Chutz mi minchas choyte o minchas kenois, excluding the mincha that a choyte brings. Now a minchas choyte over here means when an oni does the chet, let's say a shvua seidus, and he can't afford to bring a behema, so he has the right to bring a mincha. That's called a minchas choyte or minchas kenois. That's by a seita. That here the halacha is that minchas choyte or minchas kenois shek motzon shloi lishmon. When the Kohen made the kmitza, he did it with the wrong kavana, shloi lishmon, or else nosan bakli vehilech vehikta shloi lishmon. When they put it into the kli, they put the kmitza. After he made the kmitza, he put it into a kli sharis shloi lishmon, or else hilech, he took it towards the mizbeach shloi lishmon, or else he made the aktori, he burnt it shloi lishmon, or else oil lishmon v'shloi lishmon. He had two types of kavanas. At the beginning he did it lishmon, and then he did it shaloi lishmon for wrong type of a kavana. Oy shaloi lishmon lishmon, or else at the beginning he did shaloi lishmon again where it was a minchas macheshes, he had in mind to bring it from minchas machavas, and then lishmon, then he did it lishmon. Halachah is psulis by these two menachis. Shaloi lishmon ashinu makes it possible. Now ketzad lishmon v'shaloi lishmon. Where is there a case where you have these two kavanas of lishmon and shlo lishmon? So we say l'shem minchas choyto, l'shem minchas nedova. We see the Kohen has in mind, I'm doing it now true l'shem minchas choyto, but I also have in mind I'm doing it l'shem minchas nedova. Oy shlo lishmon, lishmon is the opposite. L'shem minchas nedova or l'shem minchas choyto. Where is there a case where he has shlo lishmon kavana and then he has kavana lishmon is the opposite? Where first he thinks he's bringing it l'shem minchas nedova, and then he brings it l'shem minchas choyte, what he's supposed to bring it for. Still, the locher here is that the mincha is posel. You cannot burn the kemitza on the shrine, the kohen cannot eat. Mishneh Beis. Achas minchas choyte, whether it's a mincha that's brought by choyte, ros v'achas kol ha-menochas, ros any other mincha that's brought. Shek motzon zor, if a zor, not a kohen, does the kemitza, takes the handful, or else oinin, a kohen that's an oinin, that one of his mishpacha, seven relatives, was died before the kvurah, or else tful yoin, even though you went to the mikvah that day, but before Harav Shemesh, before it came nighttime, you called it tful yoin, or else mechusa begodim, a kohen that's not wearing his begodim, or else mechusa kipurim, Somer that even though he went to the mikvah, but he didn't bring his korban yet, let's say Yoledes, or here came Yoledes, Somer or Kain, means he was a Zav, and he didn't bring his korban yet. Real Shalai Rochat Yodayim Vraglayim, a Kain that did not wash his hands, Yodayim Vraglayim before he does the Avoidom. Real Orul, a Kain that doesn't have a bris milah. Tomei, if the Kain is Tomei, Yosher, where the Kain is sitting when he's doing the Kemitzah. Or else, Oimei Dagabe Kelim, he's standing on top of utensils. In other words, his feet is not touching the ritzpah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Agabi Behemer, or else he's standing on top of an animal. Or else even Agabe Ragli Chaveroi, even if he's standing on top of the feet of his friend, still it's called a Chatzitza. His feet is not touching the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Posel, in all these cases, the Kemitzah is no good, because this is a psul in the Avoida. What about Komas Bismuel? Let's say the Kohen used his left hand to make the Kemitzah, his left hand. It's possible, it's also possible. You have to use Yamin, you're right. However, Ben Bisei Roimer, know that Yachzer V'Yachzer V'Yikmetz B'Yamin, just like throw it back in again, the Kemitzah that you did with your left hand, and do it over again to make now a Kemitzah with your right hand, that's enough. What about Komas V'Yola B'Yoda Tzror? You made a kemitzah, but in your handful of the kemitzah, you found like a rock. A garga melech, or else one piece of salt. A courage shalavoin, or else one piece of the levoina, is posel. That kemitzah is no good. Why? Mipnei shom, because it was said over that hakemitz hayoser vihachoser is posel. If you have a kemitzah that has a little bit too more than it's supposed to, or else it has a little bit less than it's supposed to, it's posel. So therefore, if you have some levoina, some garga melech, it's missing some of the flour itself, so that's called the kemitzah, that's missing. Now, ezehu hayoser, what's called we have more than you need for the kemitzah, shekemotzah mevoritz, where the kemitzah is sticking out, that means in between your fingers, the chsedlus are sticking out, that's more than you're supposed to, it's not supposed to be sticking out. What's the chosah, what's called you have too little? That's called Shekmotzai Baroshetz Voisov, where you made the kemitzah only with your fingertips, and not with the whole handful. Ketzer Voisa, how are you supposed to do it though? Poshet es Voisov al Pasa Yodoi. Stretch out your hands to like fold over on the other side of your palm. So the whole in between of that is supposed to be filled with flour. If you just fill up just the part of the tips of your hands, that's no good. That's called Chosar. Now Mishnah Gimel, Ribo Shamno, let's say you have too much Shemen in the Mincha, or else Vechisa Shamno, you have too little Shemen, so it's possible, a Mincha has to have exactly a Lug Shemen, if you have more or less, it's possible. What's going to be Chisa Levenosa, let's say you have less Levena than you're supposed to, if he has less, the more comes out, then Shnei Kurtin, two kernels of Levena, so then Psula. Mashpino, if you have more than you're supposed to, then still kosher. Unless the Gemara says, unless you have more than two kemitzim's worth, more than two kemitzim, then it's also possible. Now the Mishnah says, ha koimeitz es ha mincho lecho shiurel bachutz. Let's say, b'shas the koin does the avoid of the kemitzim, he takes out the handful, he has in mind teeth from the shirayim bachutz outside the azara. Oy kezayis mishira bachutz, he has in mind teeth only kezayis of the leftover mincha bachutz. Or else lahaktir kaim sabachus, he has in mind to burn the kemit sabachus outside the azarim. Or kizayis mekum sabachus. Or lahaktir levoinos sabachus, as he has in mind to burn the levoina outside. Posel v'yayim bekoris. In all these cases, only chalap psul in the minchal, but it's not a machsheves pigol, you're not chayev koris, since you had the machsheva chuslim koimai, not chuslas manai. What's going to be lechol shiurel lamochal? Let's say b'shas kemit you had in mind to eat the shiran, the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. That's the machshavas pigel. Like kizayis mishira lamochi. You had in mind b'shas the kemitza to eat at least the kizayis worth of the shrine tomorrow. That's also pigel. Or else lahakti kaim slamochi. You had in mind to burn the whole kemitza tomorrow. Or else even a kizayis mekum slamochi. You had in das wanted to burn a kizayis worth of the kemitza tomorrow. That also makes pigel. Or lahakti levenos slamochi is pigel v'chiyav malav koris. In these cases, it's chal pigel, and therefore if you eat from the mincha, you'll be chayav koris. Zehaklal, this is a general rule, that kol ha-koimetz, anytime the kohen does the avoid of kmitza, that's taken the handful of the mincha,
the hanoisam a kli. Then the second avoider is taking the kmitza and putting into a kli shoris. And the third avoider is v'amahalach, whoever walks with the kli shoris towards the mizbeach, v'hamakter, and whoever is doing the fourth avoider of burning the kmitza. V'shas, one of these four avoiders, if you have in mind, lechol odova shadak lech, you have in mind, teach something that's supposed to be eaten. If you have in mind, teach from the kmitz, from the shirayim, leftover of the mincha tomorrow. Or else you have in mind, lahaktir odova shadak lahaktir, you have in mind to burn something that's supposed to be burnt, either the kmitz or the levaina. If you have in mind to do these things, chuslam kaimai, outside the azar in the wrong place, then the klal is, posel v'yem b'koris. It's only a psul in the mincha, but if you eat from it, you're not chayav koris. But if you have in the mind to do it chutz l'zmanai, you have a mind to do it in the wrong time, tomorrow, then take a pig l'tchad l'psul tigul, and therefore v'chayav malav koris. If you eat from it, you chayav koris. But obavad, the Mishnah says, the condition obavad providing sheyikrav hamatik imitzvasai. So in all the dalar avoidis were done with the right machshava, and the only machshava you had wrong was only machshavas of tigul, but you had no other machshava psul involved. Kate said, what's considered the case of Korav Hamatik Mitzvosayim? That the Mincha is Chalav Psul Pigul in the Mincha. That means Komat Peshtika. Could be either in the case that Bishas Kmitz didn't have any Machshava Psul. He did it quietly. But then, Venosam Makli, Vilach Victor Chuslazmanai. Bishas, you're doing the avoid of putting it into the Kli, or walking with it, or burning it. You had a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow. Or your else the case could be Shekomat Chuslazmanai. Bishas the Kmitzi had the Machshava teat from it tomorrow. And then, Venosa Makli Vilach Victor Bishtika, the rest of the avodah she did quietly without any other Machshava. All your else, it could be even you did all of them. Shekomat, Venosa Makli, Vilach Victor, Chuslas Manoi. Bishas all the dollar avodahs, you had the same Machshava that you plan to eat something tomorrow from it. So, Zel Shekor Vamate Kemitzvosoi. This is the case that's considered the matter was brought the way it's supposed to. In other words, the only psul machshava he had was only machshava chuslas manoi. He only had a machshava of pigul, no other machshava psulam, therefore sakachal pigul. Now Mishnah Dalet says, Kate said, what's the case of loikor of hamatik mitzvosoi, that you did not do the rest of the dalet avodas the right way, and therefore it's not chal the psul pigul in the mincha? So the case is like this, komat chutzlam koimai. Bishas Kmitza, the current hand in mind, teeth from the Shirayim in the wrong place, outside the Azara. So first it's Chalab Sul of Chuslam Kaimoy. And then Venosam Bakli, Bishas he put the Kmitza into the Kli, Rosh Vahilach when he was walking with it towards the Mizbeach, Rosh Vahikter when he went to burn the Kmitza. Then he had in mind, teeth from the Shirayim Chuslas Manoy, in the wrong time, tomorrow. So Lamaisa now it's not Chal Pigel, because since first, you had another machshava, machshava chuslam koimoi, that's not considered korav hamatik mitzvosayim. Therefore, the mincha is only possible, but there's no chiyuv koris. Another case would be oishakomas chutzas manoi. Even if the first machshava was a machshava's pigul, the bishas kmitzi had a mind teeth from the shirayim tomorrow. But then v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter chuslam koimoi. Then during the next three avodas, you had in mind to eat from it in the wrong place outside the azara. So since she had a machsheves chutzlam koimoi, it's only chalap sul and not pigul. All your else she komatz v'nosa makli v'hilach v'ikta chutzlam koimoi. You only had in mind to eat from the shirayim in the wrong place outside the azara. In all these cases, it's not called korav hamatir. There's another psul besides pigul. Therefore, it's only posul. Now minchas chayto minchas kinois. In the case of a minchas chayto, the minchas chayto brings she komatz and shle lishmon. The Kohen had a mind to do it l'shem and not the mincha. So by these two, it makes a psul in the mincha. And therefore, even though he ended off that v'nosa m'kli v'hilach v'ikta chutzlas manam, the rest of the avodas were done with the machshava teat from the shrine tomorrow, so it's not chal pigul, since you had a machshava shler l'shma first, which makes a psul in the mincha. Or else the same thing would be shekomatz chutzlas manoi, that at the beginning of the mincha, b'shas kmitz, you had a mind teat from it tomorrow. But then, you finished off the other avodis with the machshava shlal lishmon, so that's another psul mismincha, therefore again it's not pigul. All your el shekomat, v'shas all the four avodis you had in mind shlal lishmon. These are cases that it's not chal pigul, because you did not bring the dalar avodis with only a psul pigul, but you had other machshavas psulim also. What's going to be if the Kohen has in mind Lechol Kizayis Bachutz or Kizayis Lamochor, or else Kizayis Lamochor Kizayis Bachutz, or else Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz or Kechatzi Zayis Lamochor, or else Kechatzi Zayis Lamochor Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz, Postle again Vein Bachorus. Since the Maisi had in mind Bishas one of the Dalar Avoidis to make an Achilo, a Kizayis, or even a Chatzi Kizayis of it, or Bachutz, so again that's from Achshav Bachutz Lam Koimoyim, so Melotzoni Chal Apsul Nabin Chanat Chal. Of soul of Pigel. On this Omer of Yudhi, Yudhi says like this, this is the klal. In Machsheva Sazman, Kodmul Machsheva Samakon, if the first Machsheva Psul he had was a Machsheva Tidit at the wrong time, a Machsheva of Pigel, so attack a Pigel, it's Chal Pigel first, and then it doesn't go off. And therefore, Bechayov Mal of Chorus. But Vim Machsheva Samakon, Kodmul Machsheva Sazman, let's say by the first Avoid you did, you had a mind heat from the Shiraim. The wrong place outside the Azara, so the Machshavas of Chutzlam Koyma came first, then the Locher is Posel Vein Bekoros. However, the Chomer and the Chom say, Zev is there Posel Vein Bekoros. The Chom say, no, in both cases, it doesn't make enough communion which Machshavah came first. Lemaisa, during the Dalar Avoidis, if you had another Machshavah Psula besides Chutzlas Manam, that's not called Karva Matakim Mitzvosoi, therefore it's only Posel Vein Bekoros. What's going to be if you had in mind Lechol Kechatzi Zayis or Lahakta Kechatzi Zayis? Kosher. If it's Shas Adalar Avodish, you had in mind to eat a Chatzi Zayis of the Shiraim tomorrow, and you had in mind to burn a Chatzi Zayis of the Kemitza tomorrow, it's kosher. Why? Shein Achilu V'Aktor Mitztarif, and you can't put the two together. You can't have the Machshavas of Achilu and Aktorah and not Mitztarif together. Yeah, now we're up to the Perek Sheni Mishnalef. HaKoimetzes HaMincho Lechol Shiyoreho. If Bishas the Kemitza, when the Kohen makes the Kemitza, takes the handful from the Mincho, he has in mind to eat from the leftover of the Mincho. Or else he has in mind, Oy Lahakter Koimtzol Amocher, he has in mind to burn the Kemitza tomorrow. So in this case, Moedir Rabbi Yossi Bezer Rabbi Yossi agrees over here, Shu Pigel, that's Chal Apsul Pigel in the Mincho, and therefore Bechayov Malav Chorus, if you eat from the Shirayim, you'll be Chayav Chorus. We'll soon see what the Chiddush of here, the Tabiyasi is Maida. Because in the Sefer he argues, so here by Kemitza to the Shirayim, he agrees it's Chal Pigel. What's going to be Lahakta Levoinosa Lamachor? Let's say Bishas the Kohen is making the Kemitza, he has in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow. By every regular Mincha, there are two things to burn. You're supposed to burn the Kemitza, the handful, and also the Levoina that's put on top of the Mincha. So if it's Shasta Kemitza, you have in mind to burn the Lavrina tomorrow, so here Rabbi Yisiyem, Rabbi Yisiyem says, Posel V'yein Bekoros. And the Mora says, there's only Posel Midrabonin, there's the Rabbonin the Kapsul, but Midiraisa, though, it's not Chal Pigel over here. Because since you're being Isaac in one Matir of the Kemitza, you're thinking about a second Matir, that does not make Pigel. However, V'chachom Marim Nechom say, Pigel, no, still it's Chal Pigel in the Mincha. And therefore, if you eat from the Shirayim, V'chayovim all of Koros. Now, Omru Lord, the Chom said to Rabbi Yossi, Maishino Zumin Azevach, why is this different than a korban? By a korban, B'shash you do the Shechit, if you have in mind to burn the Amurim tomorrow, it's Chal Pigel. See, also, B'shash the Kemitz, if you have in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, why shouldn't there be Chal Pigel upon the Mincha? On this Omulem, Rabbi Yossi answers back to Chom and say, Shehazevach Domo Yabsar Ravi Amurav Echot. By a korban, by an animal, it's all one. The meat, the blood, and the fats is all one. But the Levoin over here, the Levoin and the Kemitza, is Eina Min HaMincha, it's not the same thing. The Mincha itself is mainly the Shemen and the flour, that's the Mincha. The Levoin is like something separate. So if Rabbi Yossi holds, if you Mechashev Bishas the Kemitza, about burning the Levoin tomorrow, that does not make Pigel. That's why the Reish of the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Yossi does agree, if Bishas the Kemitza, you have in mind teeth from the Shirayim tomorrow, that would make a pigle. Now Mishnah Beis. Shochat Shnei Kvosim. On Shavuos, when you bring the Kisvei Atzeres, if they made the Shechita on both of them, and he had in mind Lechol Achas Min Achalus L'mocher, he had in mind teeth from one of the Shtei Alechems tomorrow, that's a Machshavas pigle. Or else Hikta Shnei Bezichem Lechol Echod Min Hasdorm L'mocher, on every Shabbos, when you had the Lechem upon him, when you take off the Shnei Bezichem on top, that you burn, and that's what's mati you teat the rest of the Lechem. So let's say Bishas, you're burning the Bezichem, you have in mind, teat one of the store, and I mean six Chalis, tomorrow. So Rabbi Yossi says the Chiddush that Oisai HaChalav, Yossi HaSedesh Chishim Olav, Tigul, V'chayav Malav Koros. Yossi holds in the first case, by the Shtei Lechem, since you only had in mind to eat one challah tomorrow, it's only chal tigul on that lechem like you thought. And what then by the lechem upon him, it's only chal tigul upon this seder that you thought to eat tomorrow. But the asheni, the second challah, or by the lechem upon him, the second seder of challahs, is possible in the chorus. There's only a psul like midirabonin, but it's not chal tigul on it. There's no isachi of chorus. That's Rabbi Yossi Shito. That if you have a machshava to eat one, it's only chal tigul on that, not on the other, since they're separate gufim here. The chalas are separate. However, the chomer and the chomer say, no, zev is a pigul. In both cases, all of them are chal pigul. And the chiyav malav chorus. What's going to be nitmeis echad min achalas? Let's say one of the two chalas of the shtei lechem became tomei, or yechem min hasdor, also by the lechem upon him on Shabbos, one whole seder became tomei. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shneim Yotzla Beis HaSreifa. The din is you have to burn all of them. Why? Shein Korban Sibacholik. You can't have a dividing in a Korban Siba. Either the whole thing is kosher or the whole thing is posel. You can't have half kosher and half posel. However, the Chum say, HaTomei B'Tumosa V'Yator Yoyochel. No, what's Tomei is Tomei, but the part is Toyer that you could eat. Now the Mishnah says, HaToido, V'Fageles Es Alechem. B'Shash, you bring the Shechita, the Korban Toido, if you have a mind of Pigul, the Lechem that comes with it also has a Pigul on it. But the opposite way, no, V'Alechem Ein M'Fageles HaToido. In the case that the Lechem becomes Pigul, then the Korban does not become Pigul with the Lechem. So what does this mean, Keitzad? HaShech Es HaToido Lechem Imenu L'Mohor. If you shech the korban toid and you have a mind to eat from the basar of the korban tomorrow, then he v'alechem ufugolim. His chal is to pick up both upon the lechem and upon the korban. What about lechem and alechem l'mochor? Again, what's going to be lechem and alechem l'mochor? Let's say the kohen has a mind b'shas to shechit to the korban to eat from the lechem tomorrow. Then alochor is an echanami alechem ufugol. The lechem taka becomes pigul, but v'atoid and mufagelis. Since we do not have in mind eating from the korban itself tomorrow, there is no yisa pigul upon the korban, and this because one is the ikur, one is the tefil. So when you have yisa pigul chal upon the ikur, upon the korban is chal upon the tefil, also upon the lechem. But we only have the machshavas pigul on the tefil; only the tefil becomes pigul and not the ikur. The same type of halacha is hakvosim mefaglin es alechem. On Shavuos we bring the shtei hakvosim, which is matir the shtei alechem. So if you have a machshavas pigul on the shnei hakvosim, it makes pigul upon the shtei alechem also. But the opposite way no, v'alechem ein mafagel es hakvosim. If you have a machshavas pigul on the shtei alechem, that does not make pigul back upon the korban. Kate said, what's the case? Ha'ashoychet as hakvosim. So you make the shchita on the shtei hakvosim, on Shavuos. And you have a mind lechem mehem lemocha. You have a mind to eat from the korban itself tomorrow. So therefore, chal pigul hein v'alechem ufugolim. Both the kvosim and the shtei alechem becomes pigul. There's an issachi of chorus if you eat it. But what about lechem and alechem lamacher b'shas you make the shchita of the korb of the kvosim, or b'shas the dalet avoidus of the kvosim? You have in mind just eat from the lechem tomorrow, then enechanami alechem mefugul. It's chal and issa pigul upon the lechem. But via kvosim ain't mefugolim. There's no issa pigul chal upon the kvosim. Again, that's a tuffle. When you have an ikka, you have a machshavas pigul on the tuffle, only the top of lechem becomes pigul, not the ikka, not the korban. Mishnah Dalit, ha-zevech mefagles ha-nesochim. The korban makes pigul upon the nesochim that comes with the korban. When you have to bring a korban, sometimes you have to bring the nesochim, you have to bring a mincha and the yayin, they also become pigul. When mishakitra b'kli, if b'shas had the machshavas of pigul, the nesochim ready was in the klishoros as the kedushas haguf, the solus and the yayin, the yisra pigul will be chal upon them also. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. But v'hanesochim, if you have a machshavas pigul upon the nesochim, eina mefaglenes hazavach, again, they do not make the korban pigul. Again, Kate said, what's the case? Ha'ashrechides hazavach, if you shech the korban, or any one of the dalet avoidis, and you have a mind lechem imenu l'moch, you have a mind teeth from the korban itself tomorrow, the locher is hu nesochim ufugolim. Nechem, it's chal pigul both upon the korban, and the nesachim that's brought with the korban. They're a tuffel to the korban, the mincha and the yayin. They also have nisa pigel. What about lahakriv et nesachim lemachor b'shash you made the shchito the dalar avoidus of the korban? You had in mind to bring the mincha tomorrow or the nesachim tomorrow. Is hanesachim of a golem enechlam is taka chal pigel upon the nesachim? Because b'shash the matir of the nesachim b'shash the shchito of the korban. The korban, which is the matter for the nesachim, yet a moin tida tomorrow, it's chal pigul upon the nesachim. But via zevach einam a fugul, again the zevach here is the ikar, and the tofel cannot make the ikar pigul. Therefore, it's not chal pigul upon the ikar upon the korban. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah hey, pigul ba koymitz v'loy balavoyno yevanach shavas pigul b'shas the kmitza. In other words, you mechashev machshavas pigul b'shas the burning of the koymitz, but you did not have this in mind b'shas you were burning the levoina. Rose the opposite way, but levoina you only had a mind b'shas you burning the levoina. Teach from the mincha tomorrow. V'lei b'koymitz you did not have this machshav b'shas you burning the koymitz. And we know there are two matirim of the mincha. What's matir the kahanim tita shirayim of a mincha? Both the burning of the koymitz and the burning of the levoina. Says the Shadli, you only had a machshavas pigul b'shas a chatzi matir. Therefore, Rabbi Meir Omer pigul. Yes, it's chal pigul. And b'chayav malav korus. If you eat from the shirayim, you chayav korus. But the chom and the chom say no. Ain by korus, you not chayav korus. At shiyafaglas kol hamater. They hold you not chayav korus until you have a machshavas pigul throughout the whole matir. So that's the machlokes. Could have the machshavas b'shas a chatzi matir. Now, Moedim, Chom the Rabbi Meir, Chom the Greeter, Rabbi Meir, the Minchas Choyta, let's say the Minchas Choyta, Minchas Kenoes, the Choyta brings, that there is no Luvoyna, Shem Pigel, Bakayim, it's your Pigel, Bechayav Mol of Chorus, if you have a Machshavas Pigel, Bishash, you're burning the Kemitza, since that's the whole matter by a Minchas Choyta, since there's no Luvoyna, no Shem in there, treat the Yechayav Mol of Chorus. This is killing the Mishnah, Shehakayim, it's your matter, because the Kemitz, that's the whole matter of this Mincha. What's going to be shochat echad min hakvosim lecho shtei chalos lemachor? On Shavuos we know the shnei hakvosim, that's what's matter tita shtei lechem. But there are two kvosim, two shalmi tzibur. Let's say b'shas the shchit of one of them that you had in mind teat from the shtei lechem tomorrow. Or else hik derechem min avazichem, you burnt one of the two bezichem on every Shabbos by the lechem upon him. Lecho shnei sederim lemachor, you had in mind teat from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So Rabbi Meir Omer again, pigul is chal pigul b'chayav malav korus echayav korus. Even though it's only a chatzi matir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, you could have the machshavas pigul b'shas a chatzi matir. The Chomer and the Chomer say, don't know, ein pigul at shifaglas kol hamatir. No, you can have a machshavas pigul until you have it during the whole matir. What's going to be shochat echa men akvosim lechol mimenu lemochor? You shecht one of the kvosim and you have a mind teat from it tomorrow. So who pigul? The chaver kosher. This one keves, the one of the shnei kvosim you have in mind. So that's pigul by itself. Like this, each korban is a separate korban by itself. So b'shas the shchit of one kvosim, you had in mind to eat from the boser itself tomorrow. And rather it's chal pigul in that korban. But the chaver with the second keves is kosher. What's going to be lechol mechaveroi? B'shas the shecht one keves you have in mind to eat from the other keves tomorrow. So then shneim kshirim. Both of them is kosher, because you can't have a mind to eat. Or from the other korban, b'shas this shchita. In other words, this shchita, the first korban, is not what's matter the second korban. The shnei kvosim, each one is matter itself. So if you only have a machshavas pigul, b'shas you're doing something that's being matter it. But here the shchita is not being matter it, the second korban. Therefore, the second korban is not chal pigul, but within it's not chal pigul the first korban either. All right, hadin alecha, the second perek. Now we're up to perek shlishi. The Mishnah says, permission Aleph, HaKoymitz es HaMincho, you take the Kmitza from a Mincho, take a handful, the Koyim takes the handful out of the Mincho, and he has in mind, Lecho Dover Shindarko, Lecho he has in mind to eat from something you're not supposed to eat, Ros Lahaktir, Dover Shindarko Lahaktir, he has in mind to burn something you're not supposed to burn, so kosher, the Machshova does not passel, you only have a Machshova, Chutz Tazman, Chutz Mkoymoy, and a Dover Adarkoy. If you have a mind, let's say teeth from the Shirayim, it'll be Chal Pigul. If you have a mind, teeth from the Levoina tomorrow, since the Levoina is not a Dovah Shadak Lechol, the Machshav is not possible. or we have a mind to burn, let's say the Shirayim, so the Machshava doesn't pass, it's not a Dover Shadakal Hakdir. Rabbi Eleza Paisa, Eleza says no, you can have a Machshava that passes the Korban, even though it's not a Dover Hadarkoi. What's going to be Lechol Dover Shadakal? Lechol Lahakdir Dover Shadakal, Lahakdir Pochos Mikizayas Kosha. If you have a mind tito to burn less than a gezayis, also it's not a machshava psula. Less than a gezayis is not called an achil, it's not called an aktoro, so the minchas no kosher. What's going to be lecho kachati zayis or lahate kachati zayis? You have a mind tito here for gezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and you also have a mind to burn here for gezayis of the kmitza tomorrow. So kosher, even though you had a machshava on a gezayis, but still it's kosher here. Why? Shein achil of the aktoro mitzarfen. You can't put the two machshavas together. The achil and aktorah is not put together. Therefore, each one by itself is pachas mikazayis. Therefore, you're not chayiv olof. Mishnah Beis. Lo yotzak. Let's say you're making a mincha and you do not make it tziki, you do not pour the shemen over the mincha. But rather, you put the whole lug of the shemen into the kli before you even put the mincha, before you even put the flour. Like usually the locker is supposed to put first maybe a little bit shemen, and then you put the mincha, the flour, and then you make a yitzika, then you pour the shemen over the mincha. But let's say no, you put all the shemen in first, and then you put the flour on top of it, still it's kosher. Loibol, let's say you do not mix it up, you do not mix up the shemen and the flour together, also it's kosher. Loiposach, let's say, by minchas machvas or machesh, you're supposed to bake it first after you baked it. You did not chop it down, or else loy molach, let's say you did not salt the mincha, loy hen, if you did not make a tnuf, you did not pick it up, loy hegish, you did not bring the mincha towards the mizbeach, or you shapsosan pitam rubais, or else you chopped it up into big pieces, or else voloy meshochan, you did not pour the shemen on top of it. Then on top of the rekikin, you're supposed to pour oil on top of it, ksheris, even though you did not do one of these malachas, still is kosher, and there's all these malachas, are only called Shirayim, Shirei Mitzvah, Eslachatchila, but not Likuva. But the Yeved, still the Mitzvah is kosher, even though you did not do these Malachas. Alright, a turnover. We'll continue on the other side. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nisarev Kumtza, the Koimitz Chaverta? Let's say you have two Malachas, two Minchas, and you took off the Kmitza from one Mincha, and it got, before you burnt it, it got mixed up with the Kmitza from another Mincha. Bekoimitz chavertas, it depends. Beminchas kahanim, beminchas koin hamashiach, beminchas nesochim ksheira. If this mincha got mixed up with, this kmitza got mixed up with the other menachas, since all these type of menachas, the whole thing is burnt, then there's no problem. All you have to do is just burn the whole thing, it's still is ksheira. So really the mission means like this. First the case is, it got mixed up the koimitz of this mincha with the kmitza from another mincha. So Pshiti could burn both of them. They both have to be burnt. And then even if the kmitza of the first mincha got mixed up with the chal into the whole mincha of the kohen, or the mincha of the kohen Mashiach, the mincha of the Sochem also is ksherim. Because these last three menachas, the whole thing is burnt. So therefore, everything is burnt together. It's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bemincha's kohen HaMashiach, Bemincha's Nesochem Sula. If a regular kmitza from a regular mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen gadol, the mincha of a kohen mashiach, with the mincha of a kohen gadol, with the mincha of nesachim, it's like a psula. Why? Everything is supposed to be burnt. So he says, shezu b'ilosei ova, v'zu b'ilosei raka, v'heim bala zu mizu. Meaning to say, there's a different amount of shemin put into these different menachas. Therefore, one is a thick one and one is not. Rashi pshat is that a minchas nedava shal yisrael v'ilosei ova. You only put a lug echad of shemin into the sarin of serlis. Therefore, it's a thick dough. Now, when it gets mixed up to the minchas kohen gadol, over there, the minchas of kohen meshuach, the same thing by the minchas of nesachim, there are three lugin of shemin into the sarin of serlis. There's much more shemin, there's much more oil. So, afraid now some of that oil will get mixed up into your kmitza, and that will make a psula. So, therefore, he yields if the kmitza from a regular minchas Yisrael gets mixed up with these menachas that have so much oil in it, so be baleya, the oil will go into the kmitza and it will make a psula. So that's the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds a psula, vein bala zu mizu. There'll be baleya one from the other. Now, Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be? Shtei menochos, you have two menochos. Shelo nikmetzu, that you did not take off the kemitza yet. When the sar v'zub zub, they both got mixed up together, the menochos itself. Semyachol nikmetz mizub b'fnei atzma, or mizub b'fnei atzma ksheres. Even though they got mixed up in the middle, but let's say the two ends, the two sides, still half of each mincha separately. So since if you have enough of a shear there, you can take a kemitza from the right side or from the left side, so it's still like it took a kemitza from its own separate mincha, then it's kshera. But the lav, the two menachas got mixed up so much, them sulas, then it's possible you cannot take a kemitza anymore. You have to have a kemitza from its own mincha. What's going to be hakoymeitz shenisaru be mincha shaloi nikmitza? Let's say kemitza from one mincha got mixed up with another mincha before it took off the kemitza. So locher is lo yakta, lechatina, not allowed to burn it now, because the rest of the mincha is not supposed to be burnt, so you can't burn it. But if you burnt it the way it is now, zusha nikmitza also labailam. The one mincha that you took off the kemitza already, that's being burnt now, so that the bailam is yotza. But the zushla nikmitza, the other mincha that you did not take off the kemitza yet, lo yotza labailam. If you burn a mincha before you take off the kemitza, you're not yotza. You did not do the avoid, there's no matter of it yet. The Bible was not mekayim its chayv, he has to bring the mincha over again. What's going to be in this orif kumtza b'shirehu? After the kohen made a kemitza, took off the handful from the mincha, now the kemitza got mixed up with the shirayim, with the leftover. Like this leftover, the kohen was supposed to eat it. And there's a law not to burn it. But now the kemitza got mixed up, so what can you do? Or else, oy b'shirehu, shachavarta, even if this kemitza got mixed up with another mincha, with the shirayim of another mincha, so what should you do? So the chachila of Adar Adin is lo yakta, you're not allowed to burn it. And therefore you're not mekayim yechayv of the mincha. Because there's a law to burn the shirayim. But if you nikta, if the diyev, the kohen didn't listen to him, but the diyev just put it on the mizbeach, also labailam. Lamaisa, the labailam was mekayim yechayv, because he had a kemitza done to it, and the kemitza is burnt, so it's mekayim yechayv. What's going to be nitmu hakaymitz? Let's say the kohenitz became tamei, v'hikrivoi, and still they brought it. So locher is b'dievet at tzitz meratza. At the tzitz the kohen go the wears as meratza la tumma, and again the bailam is, and the bailam is makayim is chayif. Even though lechatchilu we did not burn it, but b'dievet it was burnt, the minchas kosher. What's going to be yotz? Let's say the kmitza had a psul yotz, it went out of the base of Migdash, the grivoi was brought back in again and they burnt it. So that's how the psul yotz. So here the locher is ein at tzitz meratza. The tzitz does not help for this. And therefore, the bailam is not mekayim mischayv, because the klal is shatzitz meratz al hatomei v'yena meratz al hayotzei. The tzitz is only meratz on a psul tuma, but not on a psul yotzei. That's gzeiras hakosev. It only helps for tuma and not for yotzei. Therefore, the mincha is posel. The bailam has to bring another one. Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be nitma shirehu? Let's say after you made a kemitza, the leftover part of the mincha became tamei, or else nisra for shirehu. The leftover part got burnt. Was of the shireho, the leftover part was lost before you burnt your kemitza. So loch was like this: kemitzas for ablozik shero. According to Rabbi Shita, by a korban, that even though you lost the bosa, still you're allowed to be makar of the dam. Here also, you're allowed to burn this kemitza, even though there's no shirayim, there's no hetet vichal. Rabbi Shua though, or kemitzas Rabbi Shua psula. Rabbi Shua says by a korban, if there's no bosa, there's no dam. Here also, there's no matir, there's no shirayim to be eaten. You cannot make the kemitza. What's going to be shaloi bichli sharis psula? Let's say before you burnt the kemitza, you did not put it into a kli sharis. So it's psula, the mincha's posel. It had no kedusha, the kemitz. It's not matter the mincha. We have Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says, still it's kosher. The maisi, you burnt the kemitza, still it's kosher. The seals, the kiddush, and the kli sharis is not makif. Because he holds on the chetchila, you put the mincha into a klishar, that's what's mekadoshit. After you take the kmitza, that we put into a klishar, that's on the chetchila. But if you do not do it, he holds still it's machshir. What's going to be hikta kumtza pamayim kshera? In other words, you burnt the kmitza that you did, chatzi. You made a full kmitza, and then you burn half of it now and half of it later. The mice is still your kshera. Because, that's a shayla, because we hold the kmitza as two kzesim in it. Each chatzi is a kezayis, so it's called a maisak Torah, therefore it's kshera. Now, Mishnehei, hakoymitz is miyuto makaves ruboy. means if you're missing a little bit of the kmitza, it's possible. You have to have a complete share of the kmitza, complete 3 fingers full. For yisorim, that's that you have to have an yisorim, 1/10 of an eighth of flour. Miyuta makavas ruba, if you're missing a little bit, it's possible. You have to have the exact amount. Hayayim yuta makavas ruba. Yayin also for nesachim, there's a shear, chatzihin, lapar, shlishis layil, revias lakeves, esnikuvoy. If you're missing a little bit, it's possible. Hashemen, that is a shear, shemenos, use it to look shemen, miyuta makavas ruba. If you have too little, it's possible. Hasolas via shemen makvin zezer. A mincha that needs shemen, if you don't have shemen, the solas, the flour, and the shemen are makvin, need both of them. Hakamitzva lavoina makvin zezer. A mincha that needs lavoina. So therefore, both is makvin zezer. You can't just burn the kmitza without burning lavoina. You have to burn both the kmitz and the lavoina. Mishnevov. Shnei siru yoma kipuru makvin zezer. That's why in the kip you have to have shnei sirim, chatila, one is la shem. And one is Lazozel, it's Makim, you can't have one without the other. Shnei Kivsi Yatzeras Makman Zezer, on Shavuos that we bring the Shnei Kvosim, you need both, one without the other, one is possible. Shnei Chalas Makman Zuazu, you can't just bring one Chal on Shavuos, you have to bring two Shnei Chalas. Shnei Sedora Makman Zezer, every Shabbos we put two rows of the Lechem upon him, 6 and 6, it's Makim, you can't have one without the other. Shnei Vazichin Makman Zezer, on top of the two rows, on top of each row we put a cup of Levoina, that's the Bezichim. You have to have both of them. One without the other one is possible. Hasdorim via Bezichim, Makvin, Zezer. That the Lechem upon him needs to have two rows of Lechem, and the Bezichim on top. If you're missing one, it's possible. Shnei Minim Shebe Nozir, that the Nozir brings his Oshem, and he has two types of Lechems brought with it. It's Makvin, Zezer. Shloisha Sheba Poro, by the Poraduma, there are 3 things we brought with it. That's the 8 errors. V'yezov v'shnitalas, it's also makvim. Arbor shebetoido, the 4 different types of lechem that's brought with a korban toido, and arbor shebelulov, the 4 meaning by a lulov. We know the esrig, the adasim, the rovis, and the lulov, the makvim zezem. Arbor shebemetzero, metzero also needs 4. Needs the 8 arrows, the ezov v'shnitalas, and ziparim. Is makvim zezem, one without the other is possible. Sheva hazoye shebaporo, makvim zuzu. By the Poradum, you have to make 7 azois that you have to pour with it. If you're missing one, it's no good. You're not yotza the mitzvah of the Poraduma. Sheva hazoya shebein abadim on Yom Kippur, you have to make the 7 azois bein abadim. It's also makiv zezer. If you're missing one, it's possible. V'shala proichas al yudeich azov, mak v'zu azu. The avod v'zon on Yom Kippur, all these 3 different sets of hazois is makiv. If you're missing one, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to have 7 azois on Yom Kippur, first bein abadim, then shalom proiches on the proiches, and then on mizbeach hazov, the inside mizbeach. Mishneh Zayin, shiva kenei menorah makvin zezer. The way they made the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, it has to have 7 stands coming up, seven kanim. But if you have only 6, it's possible. Shiva neiruser makvin zuzu, on top of each kan, there has to be a nerus, there has to be a ner there. Oh, shtei peroshois. Pashtei Parshias Sheba Mezuzah Makvizuzu. We know Mezuzah is made out of the first 2 Parshias of Shema, Shemamu, and Shemaya. If you're missing one, it's possible. Kafilu Ksavechon Mach, you'll be missing 1 ice of the Mezuzah's possible. Avo Parshias Sheba Tfilu Makvizuzu. That the Tfilu have 4 Parshias is Makiv. And again, Kafilu Ksavechon Mach, you'll be missing only 1 ice of the Tfilu, it's possible. Arbitzis is Makvizuzu. Shabos and Mitzvah Sachas. We hold it's all 1 big mitzvah. If you only have 3 tittus on the beged, it's possible. You have to have all 4. Yibi Shmuel Leiman, no, he holds our boss of Mabe Mitzvahs, that each one is a mitzvah by itself, and according to him, if you only put 1 tittus on 1 corner, you become at least 1 mitzvah. We hold that we hold all 4 is 1 mitzvah. Yeah. That's the paragraph V. Mishnalof, ha tcheles, ein makbis es alofen. We know by tittus, there's a mitzvah to put tcheles, psil tcheles, a string of blue wool in it. It's dyed from dam chalosin, and we have love and white strings. So one is not makiv the other, and by love and the white strings, ain't a makiv, does not stop you from being mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis. Meaning to say, if you only have blue strings, you should put them in, be mekayim the mitzvah with tchelis. If you only have love, like this man is there, we only have love, we're mekayim the mitzvah with love and with the white strings. That's an aflikas rashi and tesis, where you only need 2 strings or 4 strings. And now, when it is, avad, we put in 4 strings, where we have it now, even though we only have love and we don't have tchelis, we put all 4 strings of love. Tefillah shel yad einu makev shorosh. that tefillin shoyad is not makam shorosh. If you only have a shorosh, you're supposed to put it on. And the opposite way, if you shorosh ain't a makam shoyad, if you only have a tefillin shoyad, so put it on, even though you don't have the shorosh, or if something's bothering your head, you can't put it on, you still should put on the mitzvah, the tefillin shoyad. Because each one's a mitzvah by itself. Ha'aselis v'yashem and ain't a makvin es ayayin. By the minchas nesochim, that even though you're missing, you bring a korban, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it, with shemen and wine, even though you don't have the selus and the shemen and the mincha part, still you can bring the yayin. And v'loi ha'yayin makvin ha'matonis, shemazvech achitz, v'loi ha'yayin makvin. And the opposite way, if you only have the mincha, you don't have the yayin, still you should bring the mincha by the minchas nesochim. Even though there are two things by korban atomim, we have to bring a mincha with it and the yayin, but one is not makvin the other. Ha'matonis, shemazvech achitzoin, any korban that's brought on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, even like a korban chatas that needs four zrikas, that's on the chetchila. But with Yeved, even with one zrika, you have your kapara. Mishnah Beis. Ha'porim v'ya'elim v'ya'kvosim einu makvin zezer. So this is talking about the korbanos that are brought on the Chag HaShavuos. On the Chag HaShavuos, there are two sets of korban olos that are brought. There are korban olos that are brought l'shem the Shnei Halechem, and there are also oilers that are brought the Shas Musafim. One is in Parshas Vayikra, one is in Parshas Bamidbar. So Mishnah is saying that the Aporim and the Elim and the Kvosim not Makvin Zezeh, even though the different types of carbon, the different sets of carbon oilers, you can have one without the other. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Im Hoyu Porim Rubim, but for Lo Yehoyu Lehem Nesachim, means they had enough carbonis, but they did not have enough money, the Hegdish, to bring the Menachis, the Nesachim, that's supposed to come with them. So Locher is better, Yaviyu Parechud the Nesachim. Rather only bring one Korban, one Par, with the Halachas, with his Nesachim, but V'lo Yakrivu Kulam B'lo Nesachim. Rather than bringing all of them without the Nesachim, it's not Kedai. It's Kedai rather to spend the money and buy a complete set, a Par, with his Nesachim, with his Mincha, and with its Yayin. Now Mishnah Gimel says, Ha'por v'yo'elim v'yakvosim v'hasoyir einu makvin es alechem. Again, these are the korbanos that are brought on Chag HaShavuos, and the soyer that's brought for chatis. So all these korbanos again are ein makvin zeze. That means you bring the shtei alechem. Without these korbanos, it's also mekudesh. Therefore, all these korbanos are not makvin es alechem. V'lo yalechem makvon. And what did the lechem is not makvin, you could bring the kabonis without the shtei lechem. Just halechem makav as a kvosim. The only thing the shtei lechem is makav on Chag HaShavuos is only the shnei kvosim. That you have to bring the kabon the shtei lechem, and but for kvosim, ain't a makvin as a lechem. Divir Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva holds you could bring the shtei lechem, even though you do not have the kabonis, the shnei kvosim. But you cannot bring the shnei kvosim without the lechem. On this, Omer Shimon ben Enas. Loi, it's not that way. Ki el rather hakvosim a makvin es alechem. That you only bring the lechem if you have the shnei kvosim. But the alechem ain't a makvin es kvosim. But you can bring the shnei kvosim even though you do not have the shtei lechem. Shekein motzin, that's where we found. Ki sho yisro ba midbar boim shono. When Klai Yisro was in the midbar for 40 years, korvu kvosim lo lechem. They had no lechem then, but they only had the kvosim. He used to bring the kvosim without the lechem. Is afkan now also yikrevu kvosim b'lo lechem mu'adin? You could bring the kvosim even though you do not have the shtei lechem. Omer Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says halacha k'divrei ben Enas. We passing like ben Enas, avol eina tam k'dvarav, not like his reason. Why is his reasoning wrong? Because shekolam b'pashas apkudim. All the kabbonis that are said in by Musaf and Pashas Apkudim, Korah by Midbar, those kabbonis were taka brought in the Midbar. But the Cholom of Ateros Kanim, the kabbonis that are said in by Yikro, the Shnei HaKfosim are said in by Yikro, the Korah by Midbar, Bechlada did not bring it in the Midbar. Not only did they bring the Shnei Lechem, they did not even bring the Shnei Kfosim. But Mishabol, Lord, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Korvu Elu V'Elu, then they started to bring both the Shnei Kfosim and the Shnei Lechem. If so, why is Halacha right? How can I say Yikru Kvosim B'lo Lechem, that you could bring the Shtei Lechem, even you could bring the Shtei Kvosim on Shavuos, even though you do not have a Shtei Lechem? Sha Kvosim Matir Nesatzmon B'lo Lechem, because the Kvosim are matter themselves without Lechem. But lechem b'loy kvosim, you cannot drink the lechem without the shnei kvosim, shein l'miyat hirenu, there's nothing to be matarit. It's the shchitas of the korban that's matar the lechem. So therefore, without the kabonis, you cannot bring the lechem. But without the lechem, you can still bring the kabonis, because they can be matar themselves. Now, Mishnah Dalad, ha-tamidim, ein ha-makven ha-samosofim, even though you didn't bring the korban atom, it's still you can bring the korban musaf. V'loy ha-masofim, makven ha-tamidim, the opposite way. Without a musaf, you can still bring the korban atomim. V'loy ha-masofim, makven ze-zeh. The kabonis and the musaf also, if you don't have all of them, you can bring whatever you have. Lahikrev kevz abayim, let's say you did not bring the korban atomim in the morning, yakrevenu ben abayim, still you should bring the atomim, shaven abayim. Omri Rabbi Shimon, Amos, I went with this said, v'zman shoyu anusim, or shergin, when it was honest, it was impossible, or a shergin happened. Avlam hoyu mazidin, they did it by purpose not to bring the korban atomim in the morning, lahikrevu kevz abayim, is lahikrevu ben abayim. Then there's a takona, you should not bring the korban atomid shebein abayim. And then Morris says it means those kahanim that were mazed in the morning, they should not bring the korban in the afternoon, but the other kahanim could. Then the Mishnah says, lo yihiktiru keteras baboykel, they did not bring the keteras in the morning. Every day you're supposed to bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Still yaktiru ben abayim, you can bring the keteras ben abayim. Omri Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, in the case where you did not bring the keteras in the morning, then you could bring the whole amount in the afternoon. But Yonah started to make the chinuch on Mizbech Azov with the keteras asamim. That's the first thing they used on the Mizbech Azov. The first thing you bring on the Tomid, on the Mizbech Oilo, is the Tomid Shashachar. You start the chinuch of a shulchan with the lechem upon him. You start lighting the menorah bein abayim. That's the way you mechanech the menorah. So what he's trying to tell us here is that even though you did not bring the keteras in the morning, you could bring the whole keteras in the afternoon. But that's the way the chinuch started. Their first mechanech the mizbeach with the keteras bein abayim. Mishnehei chavite kohen gadol hayu boyis chatzoyim. That the kohen gadol has to bring every single day a mincha. Half Baboik, half Erev, he has to bring the whole Yisorin together in the morning. He can't bring half Elamei V'Yisorin, he has to bring the whole Yisorin of flour in the morning. Then V'Chatzei, when the Beis Hamikdash, they divide it in half. U'Makriv, Mechza Baboik, Mechza Ben Abayim. Half is brought in the morning, half Ben Abayim. V'Koyin Shehikriv, Mechza Shachris, U'Meis. Let's say that a Koyin Gadol in the morning, he brought his half. And then he died. U'Minu Koyin Achatachta, then he appointed a second Koyin Gadol. So by the afternoon already, lo yavi chatzisar mi beisoy. This kohen gadol, now the second one, cannot only stand bringing chatzisar from his house. V'loy chatzisraelim shorishin, he cannot use the other half of the first ones. Elo, what he has to do is better, the second kohen gadol, maybe sarin shalom, he has to bring a completely sarin from his house. A tenth of an ephah. V'chatzim, he has to divide it in half. V'makrav mech, the half of it he brings. V'mech tzav, half of it is lost. Nimtza comes out, Shnei Chatzoyin Kravim. It comes out, the Kohen Gadol of the morning brought in Nisarin, and the one in the afternoon brought in Nisarin. Out of these both Nisarins, half of it is Karev, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Or Shnei Chatzoyin Moivdin, the second half of both of them are lost. Lay Minu Kainach, let's say they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol that day. Still, you have to bring the Mitzchas Chavitim. Shamiho is the Kravim, who paid for it? The Mishimon Ayim Mishal Tzibur came from the Tzibur. If you do Ayim know, Mishal Yorshim, Ushlai Moise Kreva, the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol, they had to bring the Mitzchas Chavitim every day, and when they brought it without a Kohen Gadol, they did not bring half and half, but rather they brought the whole, they had to bring a Holy Sarin. And the one sheet is they bring the Holy Sarin in the morning, and the Holy Sarin Bein Vabai. Wrote the Perach Hamishi, Mishnelef, Kol HaManochas Boyis Matzo, all Stam Mincha, you have to bring from a matzah, not from chometz. Chutz mi chometz shebatoida, only the one set in the toida that comes mamish chometz, ushtei halechem, shein boyis chometz. These two munochis are chometz. And in Meir Oimer, so'or, how do you make the dough for the shtei halechem? Is boidil hem mi teichen umechamtson. Will I make the sourdough from this measurement of the Yisrael itself? By the Toidah, by the Shtei Alechem, that's called Sor, the sourdough you make, is boydo lehem mitoichin amechamson, from the measurement of the isaron you took, from this flour itself you make the sourdough. Rav Yudi says no. Rav Yudi ma afi enim in amukha is not the best way to do it. Doesn't make it chometz so good. Rather, maybe as a sir, take sourdough from someplace else, from your house. For nice not take a midah and put it into this midah the way you're measuring out the isaron. Or the mala as a midah and fill up the rest of the midah with the flour. That's how you'll have the complete isaron of flour. Or mulay sechom said back to Rav Yudi, it's not a good eitzah. Afi oisach haseir what you say, we'll have a little bit too little or too much. In other words, if you're taking the sourdough from someplace else, that's more thicker than what, depends upon how much water you have in it, you'll have a different measurement than the original flour. So you will not have the exact amount of the sarin, so therefore they do not like this eitzah. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-menachos niloshes v'poishin. All menachos you have to knead them, make dough with lukewarm water. Or misharmim shloya chemitzu, but you have to watch them carefully, they do not become chametz. V'yemei chemitzu, shiyorehel, oive v'loistasei. And if you made chametz, even the shram, even the leftover part of the mincha that's eaten by the kanim, you're over lois tasei. Shneva, the pasuk says, kol ha-mincha shatakrivu la-shem lois yose chametz. You now let him make it chametz. V'chayovim now al-ishoso v'al-richoso v'al-fiyoso. You're over separate lav, the one that needs it, the one that forms it, and the one that bakes it. Mishnah Gimel. Yesh tuna shem and levoina. Some menachos have to have both oil and levoina. Shem and blood levoina. Some have just shemen and not levoina. Levoina below shemen. Some have levoina and not shemen. And some are lois shemen below levoina. Now, these are menachos that tuna shemen and levoina. These are the menachos that not only do you have to have an isar and a flour, you also have to have levoina and shemen in it also. Again, these are the menachos that need both shemen and levoina. Mincha sasoilus, a regular mincha, stam mincha, you come from wheat, from flour. Via machvas, from a frying pan, from a cheshes, the mincha comes in a deep pan. Via chalas, you bake into chalas, where kikim make it to wafers. Minchas kahanim, when a kohen brings a mincha, minchas kohen mashir, a kohen godol, or minchas goyim, if a goy brings a mincha, minchas noshim, if an isher brings a mincha, or minchas oimer, that's put in the second day of Pesach. All these menachis need both shemen and levoina. Now, minchas nesachim, a mincha that's brought with the korban atomid, certain korbanos need nesachim, needs a mincha with it. So there's tunin shemen, but we ain't tunin levoina. You only have to have shemen, but no levoina. Lechem aponim is born on every Shabbos. So the opposite is toin levoina. We used to have shnei bezichin of levoina, but we ain't tunin shemen, there's no shemen involved. Shnei halechem is born on shruas, a minchas choyter, minchas kinois, is loy shemen below levoina. There's no shemen, no levoina. They will consider the minchas chareva. Mishnah Dalet. V'chayev al ha-shemen v'fnei atzmoi, v'yal ha-levoina b'fnei atzmoi. Means that by minchas choyter, minchas kinois, soiter, it's supposed to be chareva. If you put shemen in it, you chay for that. And if you put levoina, you chay for that also separately. Nosan ale ha-shemem sol, if you put shemen into a minchas chareva, you make a psul, it's possible. Levoina, if you put levoina on it, then it's netz yikotenu. Just pick it off, take it away. Nosan shemen al shirehel, let's say after you made the kmitza for the mincha soitam, on the leftover part, you put shemen, and the wife of Lysa, say, not over a lav. Nosan kliya gabi kli loib solo, you put the shemen in the kli, and you put that kli on top of the mincha soitam, it is not tassel the mincha soitam, because since it's in the kli, it's not absorbed in the flour, it does not become sula. Mishnei, yesh tuna hagosha v'yein tuna tnufa. Some menachos have al-gosha mitzvah to bring it closer towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to lift it up. Some tenufa you have to lift up. For loy ha-gosha, not bring it close towards the mizbeach. Ha-gosha, tenufa, some have both, and some have lo tenufa, loy ha-gosha, neither. Elu, these are the menachos, tunas ha-gosha, v'yena tunas tenufa. You have a mitzvah to bring it closer towards the mizbeach, but not to lift it up. Minchas ha-soilus, a mincha regular mitzvah for flour, v'yamachmas frying pim, v'yamachashas deep pim, v'yachalas v'akikin. Minchas kane, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas goyim. Minchas Noshim, Minchas Choyte. All these have Hagosha, but do not have a mitzvah of Tanufa. Rav Shimon Oimer, Minchas Kahanim, the Minchas that Kahanim bring, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, Minchas Koyim Godel brings, Ein Bem Hagosha, yours is no mitzvah Hagosha. Rav Neishem Bem Kemitza, because you don't have to make a Kemitza, but rather the whole thing is burnt. Rav Hoshem Bem Kemitza, Ein Bem Hagosha, since there's no Minchas, there's no mitzvah of Kemitza, or then there's no mitzvah of Hagosha to bring closer towards the Mizbeach. Now Mishnah Vov, Elu Tunun Tenufa V'Yen Tunun Hagosha. These are the menachos that need Tenufa, you have to pick it up, but V'Yen Tunun Hagosha, you do not have to bring it towards the Mizbeach. Luk Shemin Shamatsara Fiyashamai, the carbon ashram the Matsara brings, or is Luk Shemin, via Bikurim, Kedivere Ablaza Ben Yaakov. That there's a mitzvah snufa by Bikurim, but not a mitzvah of Agosha. The Emuri Shalma Yochid, the regular Shlom that a Yochid brings, the Emurim, has a mitzvah of Tanufa with no mitzvah of Agosha. The Chazor Vishoik Shalhem, that you give to the Kahanim, also the same thing. Echor Anoshim, Viechor Noshim, Viyisrol Avaloy Viacherim. Only if a Jew brings the Korban, whether it's a man's Korban or a lady's Korban, Avaloy Viacherim, not Viacherim. And the Gemara explains that the Tanufa itself has to be done by Yad Yisrael, not by Yad Noshim. But who adin, if a guy brings a korban, a Yisrael has to make the tenufa. Ushtei alechem, ushnei kivsei atzeres. Also, there's a mitzvah tenufa, no mitzvah agosha. Ketzer away, so how do you make the tenufa by the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres? He's noisen shtei alechem agabi shnei kvosim. Put the two lechems on top of the shnei kvosim. Omniach shtei yodel lamate, put both hands, the cranes and the bottom hands on the bottom. And they put, manish, the crane puts two hands on the bottom. Melech maybe forwards and backwards, mal and murd up and down. Shem and the pasuk says, "Asher huna fashuhuram." You have to go backwards and forwards and then up and down. Tenufa hoisa be mizrach. Tenufa they did on the mizrach side of the azaram. Or the hagoshim on b'marava, and the hagosh was done towards the marav side. Or tenufas kodemet hagoshim. When you had both, tenufa came first. Minchas sayim and minchas kenoyis is tuna tenufa v'hagosh. You have both. Lechem upon minchas nesachim. Lechnufa hagosh is neither. Lechem upon him at Shabbos. And Mincha comes with a korban atomid, has neither tenufa nor hagosha. Mishnah Zayin, Reb Shimon Omer, Shloish Sheminim Tenunim Shalosh Mitzvahs. There are three different types of menachis. There are three different mitzvahs. Shtayim Mecholachas Brachas. Each one of these minchas have two halachis. V'yashlishes and them, but neither of them have all three. V'yelu and these are the three kabonis. There's a zivchei shalma yochid, a regular shlomim. Zivchei shalma tzibur, a shlomim, with a shalma tzibur shnei kvosim. And the Yashra Mitzvah, what the Yashra Mitzvah brings. Now, Zivchei Shal Mitzvah, Tunim Semicha Chayim, you have to make a Semicha when the animal is alive, but Tunufa Shchut and Tunufa after Shchita. But if you aim them Tunufa Mechayim, when the animal is alive, there's no Mitzvah Tunufa. Zivchei Shal Mitzvah is Tunim Tunufa Chayim, when the animal is alive, with Shchutim. And when the animal is dead also, you have to make a second Tunufa. But if you aim them Semicha, there's no Mitzvah Semicha. The Yashra Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Mitzvah brings, Tunim Semicha Tunufa Chayim, when the animal is alive, you have to make a Semicha and lift it up. But we ain't but tenufa shachat. There's no mitzvah tenufa after the shechita. So that's these three mitzvahs: tenufa chayim, tenufa shechita, and smicha. That each one has two of them. Mishneches. Oy meray alay b'machavas leyev b'macheshes. It being a machavas in a frying pan, don't bring a macheshes. B'macheshes leyev b'machavas. Oma b'machavas and macheshes. What's the difference between a machavas and macheshes? Ela shemacheshes sheish lekisa has a cover on top of it. The machavas and lekisa have no cover. Tivu Rabbi Yisraeli. And if a man be galil oy mer macheshes almuk is deep, oma ser rochs and soft. Machavas, a frying pan, sofa is frying on top, or my stir kashim, it's much hotter. Mishnah Tes, Hoimer Reyalai Betanus, I'm going to Mincha in the Taner, or Yavi Mafa, you cannot bring a bake, Kupach, and a Kupach as a stove, or Mafa Rof from Stama Bricks, or Mafa Yeris, or not from the Arabs, Yeris, has to be in a real oven. If you do, I may enroth the Yavi Mafa Kup, you want to bring it baked in the stove. Areila minchas mafa. Sometimes he brings the minchas mafa. The yovi mechta chalos or mafa kikin. That's the old 10 chalos or old 10 kikin. Reb Shimon Mata, no, you can do half. One day shu korban echas. One korban, you can do half.